This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The fall is prime time for big prizes. There's the MacArthur Genius Fellowships and the Nobels, and a newer prize called the Curry Stone. It's a no-strings-attached grant of $100,000. The Curry Stone is given to the creator of some visionary design project, a breakthrough concept that improves people's lives. This week, Elizabeth Sharp won the 2010 Curry Stone, and she is here with me now. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
So, you graduate from Harvard Business School with an MBA in 2007, and while the rest of your classmates go off to earn their fortunes doing whatever they do, you head to Rwanda to make sanitary pads. What, was there some kind of eureka moment where you saw, hey, this is something that needs doing, and I'm the person to figure out how to do it?
Absolutely. When I was in Mozambique in 2005 working with the World Bank on a technical skill and microfinance project, I visited one entrepreneur in our portfolio, and she explained to me that 20% of her workforce was missing something like 30 days of work per year because menstrual pads were too expensive and the alternative wasn't effective. And so women would stay home for fear of embarrassment. And I thought to myself, okay, here I am working on this $40 million project, and here a 9-10 cent menstrual pad could actually have a huge effect on the health and education and actually income level of not only a community, a country, but potentially lots of different continents.
And now you're a developing world menstrual pad mogul, I guess.
Not quite, but I'm not sure if that's on my Facebook.
Yeah, but then the next step was to figure out how to make a new indigenous cheap kind. How did you do that?
It was a little MacGyverish, to be honest.
That was the whole thing's a little MacGyverish.
So when I first went to Rwanda, I went with a few students from MIT, and that was not a coincidence. So I thought it was a MacGyver-like school, and I thought in the back of my head, there might be some technological innovation that we look into to try to lower the price of pads. And what we ended up doing was gathering some local materials, and we filled a pot full of boiling water, and we'd throw some things in there like banana leaves, and we'd throw cassava leaves in the blender, and we start blending them. And we would make these rudimentary, almost circular pads. And we took a bottle of Coca-Cola, and then we would just do our fifth grade science project to see if it absorbed it. Yeah.
And banana leaves work.
It's actually the stem, the trunk of the banana tree trunk. And
right, of course, they're made to be absorbent and to drink water.
Exactly. So I guess our audience can't see the prototype I had, but you
me.
Can.
Yes.
So it's like a fluff material.
Looks like a sanitary napkin to me.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of them.
Over the
or
years.
Not.
Yeah. I have two daughters and a wife. And it no longer costs 11 cents a piece?
No, exactly. So right now our forecast is that compared to the Procter & Gamble product, we'll be about 65% cheaper and looking at about 35% cheaper than that generic. And that's the starting point.
And when will women be able to start buying these things?
Well, that is our next step, and I'm glad you asked. We're going to be rolling out the pilot manufacturing plant in Rwanda, and that is our next step to essentially replicate what we've been doing in the U.S. And so that's looking at end of year, early 2011.
Excellent. Elizabeth Sharp, really, congratulations in every way I can imagine, and thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Kurt.
Elizabeth Sharp is the winner of the Curry Stone Design Prize for 2010, and you can see exactly what a banana stalk sanitary pad looks like at studio360.org.